Well, I was born in the big front bedroom on a Sunday morning in June 1926. Had a very happy childhood. Got to know all the neighbours and had friends around. We used to go down below the rank of houses. There was a great big field and we could get in there and we used to play all summer long. But we moved in 1938. We bought one in Hallam Road and it was the worst thing we ever did because we were cosy in Church Road. Originally, it was called Number 4 Park View. I think it was changed to 30 Church Road when those houses were built at the entrance to Church Road on the right-hand side. I passed the 11 plus, but I didn't get accepted to Kingswood Grammar School, so I sat two exams for commercial schools. The school was almost at the top of Park Street, up over some of the shops. But of course the war was on, because the war started. I started there in January 1939. And unfortunately we spent a lot of time in shelters because the sirens would go in the day. We'd have to go to the shelter, which was in Moss Brothers on the other corner of the street. And we used to go down into the basement where they stored all the expensive furs. A friend came to the door in November 1939, offering me a job at the sausage meal manufacturers. And my dad had a few days to consider, and he agreed I could take it because it was very hazardous going in and out of town to school. It's a good job he did because the school was bombed a fortnight later. And I can remember many a morning walking from the centre and stepping over the firemen's hoses and seeing where all the bombing had happened. But of course, at night, the sirens would go. And we had a shelter. We didn't have Anderson shelters in that rank of houses in Hallam Road. But we had a big brick-built reinforced place down below the rank of houses. But oh, it was so horrible in there. But we were also allowed to go into the school playing field at the back of Hallam Road School and use their tunnelling. Quite nice company, get in there, all chatting. You wouldn't know it was all grass up over the top. You wouldn't know there was anything there, like a shelter. But the seats all along either side, I suppose it was about 6 to 8 feet wide, was no wider than a floorboard. I've seen my father lie down on there with his cross his arms and go sound to sleep. We couldn't, of course. But spent many a night there, and I can remember one night in particular. I was always ready when the siren went. I can't understand why, whether it was mental telepathy or what, but I always seemed to know. And I was first one ready to go out the front door. And there was about two or three houses before you got to the turning called Beacon Lee to go round to the shelter. And this, because you could hear the planes up over, and they must have dropped some lights. They hung in the air like an orange light. I think they were called fairy lights. It could have been fairy, I'm not sure. But it was a terrific orange light. It lit up quite a big area. They were looking for the foundry belonging to Douglas's. It was in Rowning Wood Road, not all that far. It was quite a complex of buildings there, and there was this foundry. They didn't get it, but they dropped what we termed to be a landmine, and it landed on the house in Hallam Road, which was completely disappeared. The awful thing about when the sirens would go, you could always distinguish the German bombers. It was the noise of their engine. There was something about it. It was blood-curdling. And then you'd hear the bombs whistling down and wondering, whose turn is it tonight? They'd do a strafe, as they called it, and you could hear them whistling one after the other. It was very, very frightening at times. But we survived. And I got that job. I had that job at the sausage meal manufacturers. Fortunately, they didn't get bombed. That was in Moravian Road, which wasn't very far away, obviously. But when I think about it, some of us were extremely lucky. But there again, you've got to remember, we weren't in the thick of it, but you could see Bristol burning on the night when there was an air raid. It was a terrific glow in the sky.